But in his meantime, he filed this report before he left. There's a huge amount of interest among grain growers in autonomous machinery, but cost, connectivity and a lack of knowledge are major barriers to entry. Those are the findings of a Grain Producers Australia survey of more than 200 farmers from around Australia. Andrew Wiedemann is the research and development spokesperson with Grain Producers, and he says the survey has produced valuable information to help the autonomous industry evolve.
We took on this survey to really get a handle on what farmers were looking for and what were the impediments to taking up the technologies as they're starting to be developed in terms of autonomous machinery. And I think that the survey certainly showed us some really key information. There was something like 61% of our survey participants said they were really keen to learn more about the fully autonomous driverless machinery that was available, and that, you know, really quite keen on demonstrations being set up by companies and field days and the like, which is really obvious to a lot of people that, you know, they'd like to go and see it first in action and then make a decision on whether or not to purchase. And that was the other thing that came up, that obviously the cost of entry to this is obviously going to be quite high in the first instance. And so what are those sort of barriers around that? And then essentially setting up the machinery in a fully autonomous way. Clearly the tractors that we're currently driving are very close to that, as most farmers would be experiencing. And so we really need to make sure that the connectivity between what's behind the machine is also fitting up as well.
And looking at the survey results, I see that cost or affordability was the number one issue. I guess it might come back to the labour question, but if you can plonk a backpacker on a tractor and pay them $30 an hour to sit out there all day, is that possibly, as things stand, a more attractive option than spending hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on autonomous gear?
Well, look, absolutely. I mean, I suppose at the moment, you know, it's all about cost and reward. And I really feel that for the autonomous tractors or driverless tractors and machinery, the biggest adoption is obviously going to be in the more remote areas where obviously labour is really hard to source. It's also got large scale areas where essentially you're just sitting there for long periods of time. And some of these farms in the north, you know, they're farming 10,000 acre paddocks or even bigger, and they're pulling 120 odd foot seeders and so forth. So ultimately at the moment, you know, the driver's sitting there and in a broad acre sense and sowing, and these machines can then, if they were set up on autonomous, the ability to run them 24 hours is really quite obvious to a lot of those areas that do that. Whereas I think probably more localised here in the Wimmera and Mallee, you know, the smaller areas, smaller fields, smaller runs to some degree to compared to some of those, you know, WA and New South Wales type open paddocks is where we think that, you know, it'll have its biggest impact, and in some cases already operating.
And I note another issue people raised, a very topical one in light of the 3G switch off, is connectivity. Because if you've got all of this gear connected to the cloud or the network or whatever it is, you need to have those services available in the paddock, I suppose.
Yeah, look, you do. And in all of these areas that have set up already up in north, in the more remote areas, have their own networks on their own farms, Angus. And I agree totally. I mean, that's actually one of the biggest inhibitors to a lot of this technology today is, yeah, the 3G turnoff clearly did turn a lot of us off, literally. And I think, you know, that really is of concern. And as people are investing in new technology and then becoming obsolete, that's something that, you know, farmers have to grapple with as well. And we've seen that with some of the manufacturers with their GPS connectivity sets, that's where people have had to upgrade all the time, and that seems to be a continuing theme.
Obviously, with larger scale farms, machinery has got bigger and bigger and bigger, and we've got 600 horsepower tractors or more and 80 foot air seeders, and a lot of that comes back to the labour, having one person being able to sow or get across a lot of country. But do you think it could possibly swing back the other way in the future? If you've got autonomous gear where you don't need the drivers, you might actually have multiple smaller machines rather than one enormous one?
Yeah, look, I think we could see that, Angus, and that will probably help potentially the cost of entry as well. And we are seeing that with some of the other pieces of machinery that people have been looking at with drone technology and other things, where they're looking at spraying, you know, multiple units running around and doing that, but then they're working 24/7.
and you touched on it before, but just finally, I guess we don't know the future, because if we went back 10 years or 20 years on a farm, it's incredible to look at the evolution in that short time. So if we forecast forward another 10 or 20 years, who knows what farming might look like?
Yeah, exactly. Look, I mean, I look back 25 years ago when we, Rodney and I invested in the first, or one of the very first auto steer tractors here in the Wimmera back in 2000. And I know there was another farmer just not far from us did the same, and how we've actually developed our farming systems around that. And this is just going to me to be another iteration of where we're going to go to in the future. And obviously, I think already we're seeing a lot of this technology that farmers are already using, such as ourselves in tractors where, you know, they're already able to turn themselves around. It's actually just more about how we have that connectivity in the back. And, you know, when we started talking about connectivity on the units, we didn't want to be like the hydraulic coupling where it took 50 years to standardise that across tractors. We had what was called the RS-232 connection, which was a connection between the machinery and the brains that were in the tractors, and they need to be able to connect regardless of the colour of the brand of machinery you're using. Everything needs to be able to connect. And that still, to this day, is still in some parts a bit of an impediment. But by gee, we've come a long way in 25 years to make it happen. So I think we'll accelerate again. And I'm pretty confident, you know, in 10 years' time that, you know, we'll be having a conversation, Angus, about, you know, how good it is to see these autonomous machines working here in the Wimmera.
That's Andrew Wiedemann, Research and Development Spokesperson with GPA, Grain Producers Australia, speaking to Angus Verley. I think it was this time last year we were at the Agri-Technica run show down in Melbourne. We were speaking to Swarm Farms on the Country Hour. They make a lot of autonomous tractors and implements for them in Australia, and they were booked out for months in advance already with so many of these things operating, not only just around the country, but in Victoria already. It's amazing to look at this and how quickly things are evolving. Couple of texts just before we go to